Who's the star of our favorite show?
Let's bring in the star of our show.
You're the star of the show.
You're the star of the show.
I'm the star of the show.
Now, the moment we've all been waiting for, the star of our show.
Now, the comedy star of our show, direct from a very long engagement.
The star of our show.
The star of our show.
Here we go.
The River Network presents Dimitri live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, 1290, 100.1, 1430, and 100.9. Time to get your morning up to speed with Dimitri live and dangerously local, a River Network production.
We have a very special show for you today. We have two candidates for the GOP primary nomination for Ohio House District number 96. We have here in studio the incumbent, Ron Ferguson. We also have here in studio former state rep, Frank Hoagland, the challenger. Gentlemen, welcome. Thank you so much for joining us today. Appreciate it greatly.
Good morning.
Thank you. Thank you for having us, and thank everybody for tuning in.
Indeed. Let me get you a little closer. And I'm going to ask you to come a little closer with the microphones because we want to get your voices here. People can hear this. All right, first, we'll start with a description, a bio for Ron Ferguson, and then Frank Hoagland, then we'll get into the basic questions about why you're running, that sort of thing. Ron Ferguson, serving his third term, Ohio House Representative, District 96, encompasses all of Jefferson and Monroe counties, Eastern Belmont County. In addition to serving Vice Chair of the House Government Oversight Committee, Ferguson serves on financial institutions, Medicaid, and technology and innovation committees. Raised in the Ohio Valley, Representative Ferguson graduated Indian Creek High School, earned a Bachelor of Arts degree communication from The Ohio State University. During his time at Ohio State, Representative Ferguson was a politics, society, and law scholar. Representative Ferguson spent 5 years working as a television journalist, most recently for WTOV-TV in Steubenville, co-owner of Seven Ranges Entertainment, a family business located in Steubenville. Representative Ferguson resides in Wintersville with his wife, Emma, and that is just some of Ron Ferguson. Next, Frank Hoagland, former state senator. Frank Hoagland, born in Steubenville, third son of Richard and Berlene Hoagland, father of a Green Beret Vietnam veteran, transferred to Panama Canal, Central America, rather. Frank spent the greater part of his childhood years in Panama, going to school on a U.S. Military base. In 1982, Frank graduated from Buckeye North High School and 20 days later went to the U.S. Navy boot camp. Frank has been married to his wife, Darla, for over 30 years. They have two sons, Josh and Luke, and they've been blessed with two granddaughters. Frank served 21-plus years in the United States Navy and retired as a SEAL in 2003. The day after his retirement, Frank deployed to Afghanistan initially as a contractor. Shortly thereafter, Frank was selected to help reinstate the Federal Air Marshal Program. Frank was again screened, selected, and trained to work for Department of Defense as a clandestine operator. Frank spent nearly 10 years in that position. Frank's last deployment was in 2012. Frank has spent 30 years of his life dedicated to conducting dynamic operations globally. He went from E1, E8, and then became a team leader and ran operations globally. Boy, this is a long one, Frank. Honest to goodness, we may not have time for the debate. Frank and Darla own and operate two businesses, Start Special Tactics and Rescue Training, of which he was a pre-deployment training location for troops deploying global war against terrorism. Frank and Darla own and operate Old Glory and Embroidering Shop. And from 2017 to 2023, Frank served as the great state of Ohio's state senator representing the 30th district. During this time, Frank served as both chairman and vice chairman. Currently, Frank is running for Ohio 96th district state representative. Gentlemen, thank you both for coming here today. Appreciate it greatly. You can hear this debate on the on Big Willie 105.5. Also on the River Talk Radio Network, 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290 and the Sturdy 1430, the audio path of totality. Also, you can see the debate Facebook live stream and go to the Dimitri profile page, and you can see it there. Also on the Big Willie 105.5 Facebook page and see it there as well. So, gentlemen, let's get started. Let's start with you, Frank, because you're the challenger. Why are you running? Why do you want to replace this guy sitting right next to you?
That's actually a pretty easy answer. I'd be honest with you when I sit back and I turn around and I tell you flat out, look, if you actually did your job and you had the ability to work with people other than trying to go around trying to fight everybody, I wouldn't be sitting here right now. What we truly need right now is somebody that's going to stand up for the people, stay focused on making sure that our infrastructure is being maintained and well taken care of, which Ron Ferguson didn't vote for. We want to make sure that our education systems are health, our safety. The people in the district, they want to make sure that they're safe. That's one of the priority things that they've got going on. The issues that Ferguson keeps driving at, he's saying he's constantly fighting. He's fighting with everybody. He's fighting with the people that he works with. So the difference between Ron and I, flat out, first of all, I'm respected by the people, both in the district and the people in Columbus. All right? Those are the people that have asked me to step up to the plate and not take on this initiative and run for this particular seat of the 96th district. The people want help. The people need somebody that's going to represent them. The people truly want to make sure that they got somebody in the 96th district that's going to show up. Not somebody that's going to miss 175 votes. Not somebody that's going to fight them every day. Not somebody that's going to just constantly run around playing politics, announcing his rhetoric on a daily basis, constantly throwing other people under the bus. No, we got to stop that. His peers are tired of it, and so are the people of the district. The people of the district are fed up with what Ron Ferguson constantly does. That's why I'm running.
Jay, is there anything you want to add to that?
Oh, I'm sure I can.
Well, the thing is, with both of you, we want to give you as much time as possible to say whatever it is you want to say. Is there anything you want to add to that right now? Before we give him a chance to respond.
Demeter, what I'm trying to say here is I wouldn't be sitting in this seat right now if Ron would have actually done his job. If Ron would have worked with the people, he constantly complains about how he's got to go up and fight Columbus. Ron, you work in Columbus. You work right alongside those people. Why are they asking me to run for this particular seat? The leadership that you have in Columbus, you say I'm a rubber stamp, whatever, for the leadership. That's just not true. It's just untrue altogether. The leadership is tired of Ferguson. His peers are constantly calling me, texting me. He walks out of caucus. He don't even show up at caucus most of the time. He walks off the floor. That's the people that sits around the dude every day. Or I should say when he's sitting up in Columbus, or when he actually takes the initiative to go to Columbus and represent the people of the 96th district. So, yeah, folks, look, here's the deal. I wouldn't be sitting here if Ferguson would have done his job. If Ferguson had the ability to work with people, communicate well with people, and actually do what needed to be done for the district. Instead, he wants to fight with the very people that he's working with, and he wants to fight with the people here locally. The township association's fed up with it. The agricultural folks are fed up with it. The education system's fed up with it. The people are just fed up with it. That's why I'm up here. That's why I'm voting. Or I'm running.
Ron Ferguson?
So I love the Columbus Swamp establishment talking points that he uses. People can hear the truth. So here's the truth. The reality is he quit the last time he was in office. If he thought I was doing a bad job, he would have ran in 2024. But he didn't do that. He waited. Why did he wait? He waited until the Columbus special interests got angry that I stood up and said $600 million for the Cleveland Browns isn't right, taking our money out of Eastern Ohio, giving it to Cleveland, Columbus, and Cincinnati. That's the kind of things that I fight for every day. I'm not going to apologize for being an America First fighter, for bringing money back to Eastern Ohio, for not giving it to Cleveland, Columbus, and Cincinnati. Frank pointed out infrastructure. He says that's one of the things that he's fighting for. He said on the show the last time he was here, that means raising your gas tax. The number one vote he's the most proud of is raising your gas tax. Everybody right now pays an extra 10.5 cents per gallon for a tank of gas. It's ridiculous. Fighting the Columbus Swamp is something that everybody in Eastern Ohio wants. I've grown up in this area my entire life. I've seen my friends have to move away. I've got young daughters. I want people to be able to have families here and raise families here. You can only do that by pushing back against these rubber stamp folks that go to Columbus and do exactly what they're told to do. He even brought up that he actually was recruited by the Columbus Swamp. Again, he wants to act like I'm not liked in Columbus. I have a tremendous amount of support from all of my colleagues. The people that he's talking about are the folks that are the architects of giving money to the Cleveland Browns, $2 billion to Intel, taking, you know, the putting the gas tax in front of us, and every other bad vote that he's taken his time in office. I look forward to talking about the rest of those, because this comes down to a record. My record is one for Eastern Ohio. His is one of Columbus.
You say that Frank's most proud of his vote to raise the gas tax. Is that what you just said?
Correct, from the last time he was on the show here.
Frank, is that true?
Well, actually, I am happy that we were able to raise the funding to support our infrastructure. I know that even you made a comment saying how terrible our roads suck. You know what? Without funding, we're not. You wouldn't be able to get up here today. Those men and women that get up every morning to plow those roads, that road, I see that your parking lot's out there plowed. Those roads that are out there plowed.
Kind of.
Somebody got up that morning. Somebody went out there and somebody plowed that road. Mm. All right. Somebody, every day that our infrastructure starts to deteriorate and fall apart, we've got to have the funding to repair it, maintain it, repair it, and build on top of it. And without money, those men and women are not going to be able to do it. We're talking about the men and women that get up, our township association guys. Hey, guys, thank you very much for getting up every day, taking care of our infrastructure, making sure that we have the ability and the mobility to move along. I also want to talk to the people over there.
Well, yeah, but you still need to talk into the microphone for them to hear you. That's the problem. Right. Okay.
So with that being stated, our ODOT guys that go out there and they're constantly working on everything that we have. They also help out the township. They help out the counties. The county guys that get up every day. The county guys that are out there working hard at maintaining our infrastructure. In order for our infrastructure to be intact and have the mobility, get our kids to and from school every day, that's what we need to do. We need to have the funding to support that. And that's going to take a little bit of money in gas tax. Here's what happened. When that gas tax issue came up, all right, I go to caucus. I go to caucus all the time. So initially, it was a zero. We wasn't going to put any money in the gas tax.
A new gas tax.
There's already a gas tax.
All right, so you're talking about raising it. Okay.
Raise it up. Now, I sat on the transportation committee during that time frame. So the caucus was like, no, we're not going to put any money towards gas tax. Now, Ron wants to make it look like I'm the only one that did all of this, right? Which is totally untrue. The reality of it is when you go to caucus and you actually have a dialogue, because you have the ability to communicate with people, you start figuring out what we need to do together as a team. Not as an individual, but as a team. And during that team focus, we all start looking at what do we really need to do to improve Ohio's infrastructure. So it actually started off as a zero. And then as we went along, it wasn't just Frank Hoagland that went ahead and voted for that gas tax. All right, that was everybody in Columbus that wanted to raise the gas tax to vote for the gas tax so we can. Is that the Republican way? No, it's not. But if it's a sense of reality so that our kids could get to and from home, to and from school back to home, so that our emergency services could be utilized, so that law enforcement can do their job, so that people can get to work every day, well, sometimes we just got to embrace the suck and do what needs to be done.
Okay. Ron, we've got about a minute and a half before our first commercial break. Would you want to respond in this minute
sure.
and a half? Then we have several hard breaks. We've told you both about them. 20 after, at 40 after, and top of the hour. So I want to make sure that you have enough time before each break. All right,
simple.
Respond. Ron first.
Dimitri, thank you. One thing Frank and I agree on is that we need better infrastructure. Money actually should go to roads. He thinks taking more money out of the people listening to this program, the people in the 96th district, pulling more money out of their pockets is the way to do it. My way to do it is to stand up against the waste. You know, my opponent voted for over $1 million to give to the Somalis, $600 million to the Cleveland Browns. Or he actually voted for $2 billion for Intel, I'm sorry. But $600 million that others have voted for to the Cleveland Browns, those are the things that we need to cut. That's where we need to pay for our roads. Don't give the $2 billion to Intel. Don't put $600 million to the Cleveland Browns. Don't give millions to the Somalis. Put it into our roads and have infrastructure, not on the backs of the hardworking people of Eastern Ohio.
All right. For both of you, a simple question. The increase in the gas tax, how much more are the voters in the 96th district paying now for gas? Do either one of you know?
With the increase? Diesel went up ridiculous. I was not too happy about the price that diesel went up, but the gas tax itself.
The question, focus on the question. Do either one of you know how much more?
I don't know exactly
people
how much
in the
it is.
Approximate. Do you know approximately how much more voters in the 96th district are paying for extra gas tax? Do either one of you know this?
It's 10.5 cents for every gallon.
Well, yeah. But I mean, for the voters, we're talking about $100 million, $50 million. How much more are we paying now for this gas tax for the 96th?
So more than we should be.
I believe that's a better question.
All right. Are the voters more interested in maintaining
the infrastructure?
Hold that thought. We got to take a hard break here. Stay tuned. More coming.